弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有再一次能够一同寻求主旨意的机会。
So we thank the Lord that we have another opportunity to seek the Lord's will.
我们先有点祷告。
So let's have some more prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all thanksgiving and praise.
谢谢你差遣你的爱子成为肉身。
We thank you for sending your Son in flesh.
他不但救我们。
That he not only saved us.
他不但住在我们里面。
And he not only lives in us.
也让我们知道怎样活在你面前，也怎样活在这个世界当中。
But he also shows us how we should live in this earth and live before you.
我们实在深深地感觉到离了你就不能做什么。
So we deeply feel that when we are far from you, we can do nothing.
所以我们愿意无依无靠地来到你面前。
So we come to your presence and we rely wholly on you.
无论是讲话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都求你圣灵充满我们。
May your spirit fill the one who speaks, who translates, and those who are listening.
我们不愿意有任何一句话不是你要说的。
And may there not be any word that is not what you want to say.
我们也不想你有什么话要说，我们却不能说出来。
And we do not want to miss any words that you do want to say.
我们求你亲自来带领我们。
So may you personally lead us.
让你要说的话能够彻底的释放。
And may your words be fully released.
让你不要说的话一句都没有跑出来。
And the words that you do not want to say, may they not come out.
我们仰望你向我们显现。
So Lord, may you reveal yourself to us.
像说话的、像翻译的、像听话的，都显现你自己。
May you reveal yourself to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who are listening.
因为我们在这里可以遇见那位坐宝座的主。
May we meet the Lord who is on the throne.
愿你成为我们一切的供应。
And you, may you become our provision.
成为我们的帮助。
Be our help.
也成为我们的依靠。
And be our reliance.
我们再一次把颂赞荣耀归给坐宝座的主和父神。
Once again, we give all glory and honor to the Lord who is on the throne.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，我们一同有一次很特别的擘饼聚会。
So we thank the Lord that we had a very unique breaking of bread.
没有想到从第一首诗歌一直到最后，都跟主再来有关系。
Because from the start of the hymns all the way to the end, it was all related to the Lord's coming.
这个不是人做的。
This is not what the Lord had. This is not what man has done.
这也不是我们安排的。
And this was not what we planned.
感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
希望主常常给我们那个很特别的同在。
So may the Lord's presence always be with us.
好，我们读一些圣经。
So let's read a few passages.
启示录二十二章第七节。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of this prophecy of this book.
在十二节。
In verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done.
十七节
Verse 17,
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The spirit and the bride say come, and let the one who hears say come, and let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cause.
二十节
Verse 20,
证明这事的说是了，我必快来，阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly, amen, come Lord Jesus.
我们再看马太福音第二十四章。
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
我们从三十六节读起，读到四十二节啊。
From verse 36 to verse 42.
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
Then there will be two men in the field. One will be taken and one will be left.
两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left.
所以你们要警醒。因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
好，我们再看25章第一节到第13节。
Now let's turn to chapter 25, verses 1 through 13.
那时，天国好比十个童女，拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
Five of them were foolish and five were prudent.
愚拙的拿着灯，却不预备油。
For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里。
But the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
Now when the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep.
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
But at midnight there was a shout, Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要熄灭了。
The foolish said to the prudent,Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But the prudent answered, No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的，同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
Later, the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you.
所以你们要警醒。因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
我们刚读的这两段圣经，马太24章和这个25章。
So in the passages that we just read, Matthew chapter 24 and 25,
有被提的两个当中取一个，撇下一个。
So in the rapture there was one taken and one left.
然后有十个童女。
And there were 10 virgins.
这两个呢，代表活的见证人。
So the two represented the living testimony.
那另外十个呢，是历世历代的这个我们得救的人。
So the ten here represents those who have been saved throughout history.
那十加二是十二。
So ten plus two is 12.
圣经有一个完全是永远的完全，这个数字是十二。
And 12 is the number of eternal completion.
所以。你如果读到启示录讲到新天新地的时候，都是十二十二十二十二，都是十二。
So notice how in Revelation in the new heaven and new earth, most of the numbers are all 12.
所以虽然我们看到有两个活着的，然后另外十个呢是已经睡了的。
So although we see here that there are two who are alive and 10 who have already asleep.
那他们是他们主给他们的生命在里面所得到的生命是一样的。
They all have the same life that the Lord gave them.
或者说他们在生命中所学的功课 都是类似或者一样。
In other words, the lessons that they learned in life were all similar or the same.
但是呢，就是说有的呢是可以等到主再来的那个刚好的那个时间。
But some of them were able to wait for the day that the Lord returned.
那有的呢是他的肉身呢，肉身的生命呢没有办法活那么久，他没有办法等到主再来刚好那段时间。
But some of them, their fleshly life was not able to live that long, so they weren't able to make it all the way to the day of the Lord's coming.
但是等候主再来这件事情，对于两个或者另外十个呢，都是一样的。
But actually, waiting for and hastening the Lord's coming is the same, whether you're the two or the ten.
就是说这十个里面呢，他们在等候主再来的时候，他们的等候的方式呢，就是那两个的方式。
In other words, while the ten were still alive, the way that they waited for the Lord was the same that the way the two waited for the Lord.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们应该彼此鼓励。
So brothers and sisters, we should encourage one another.
我们先不要把自己变成那十个。
Don't automatically put yourself in the ten.
因为我们还没有睡。
Because we are not dead yet.
如果先变成那十个呢，你可能你的机会就准备要结束了。
So if you have already relegated yourself to the ten, then your opportunity is ending.
我们要什么？要像那两个一样，很积极的在主面前。
But we should be like the two who are waiting before the Lord.
但是万一真的主再来，还要比我们的肉身的时间再长一点。
But if the Lord's coming is actually much later than our flesh lives,
那我们可能就变成那十个里面的部分。
Then we will be among those of the ten.
但是呢，就是怎么样说？到那里的时候，我们就只好主再来的时候，其实结局已经是定了。
But by then, the result when the Lord comes has already been finalized.
今天在我们在主面前的这个结果结局还没有定以前，我们都可以转向主。
So today, before the result is known, we can still all turn to the Lord.
我们今天有罪的，赶快认罪悔改。
So those who have sinned, may we repent and return to the Lord.
我们今天偏离主的，能赶快转回到主面前。
And those who are far from the Lord, may we return.
我们今天对主的心意还不够明白的，我们愿意主怜悯我们，开启我们，能够达到他所要我们明白的那个层次。
And if we do not know the Lord so well yet, then may we our eyes be open and may we reach that level.
我们在跟随主，还不像主所要我们跟随的那样的方式的，我们还有机会能跟上去。
And if right now we are not following the Lord the way He wants us to, we still have an opportunity to go on that way.
所以请记得我们今天是活的那两个的其中 一部分。
So remember that we are among the two that are still alive here.
是很有盼望的。
It's those who still have hope.
是需要积极的。
And we need to be encouraged.
不是积极我们地上的计划，是要积极去认识做宝座的主到底怎么回事。
And we need to be proactive, not in earthly things, but in preparing ourselves in heavenly things.
所以求主激励我们。
So may the Lord encourage us.
那我们在主，所以我们要看一看这个生命的情形是怎么样。
So let's see what their lives were.
因为这是一个生命的事情。
Because this is an issue of life.
那我们看一下雅各书第一章。
So let's go to James chapter 1.
第一章十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures.
这真道是真理的话、啊、
So this is the word of truth.
然后生了我们就是什么，就是神的话在信的人身上，在接受主的人身上成为生命的实际。
So this word of truth becomes a living reality in our lives.
所以我们在读神的话，读圣经的时候，千万不要为别人读。
So when we read the word, we are not reading it for others.
不是为了我今天要有交通，我今天要有什么，我有一个聚会，然后我要在聚会里面发表一下来读，那这个可能跟我不一定有关系。
So if we're just reading the word so that we have something to talk about later in another gathering, then this will not have anything to do with us.
我们读每一次读圣经都是为了我自己得到什么真理的话 成为我的，我在主面前所需要，让主要得着我的那个实际。
But every time that we read the word, we are reading it for the word of truth for ourselves, so that we will receive something of ourselves from the Lord.
因为下面很重要，说什么？叫我们，这个叫就是进入啊，这个话在我们身上做工，把我们带到一个层次，是进到神所要我们进入那个层次。
So this word brings us into a place where the Lord wants us to be.
什么层次呢？在他所创造的万物当中，不是好像，就是出熟的果子。
So it's a condition, and it's not maybe, but that we would be the kind of first fruits among his creatures.
所以这不是比喻。
So this is not a parable.
这是一个生命的实际，然后生命要成熟到一个地步，成为出熟的果子。
This is a reality of life where our life matures to the point that it becomes first fruits.
你知道在旧约里面哈，那个出熟的果子送哪里去的？
So in the Old Testament, where did all the first fruits go?
出熟的果子不是送在仓里面，出熟果子送到圣殿里面去的。
The first fruits were not stored away; they were sent to the temple.
所以送到神面前的。
So they were brought before God.
所以我们看到那个两个取去一个，撇下一个，这是到哪里去的？到神面前去，到宝座去了。
So when we see the two, where one was taken and one was left, where was he taken? To the throne, to God.
我们今天都还活着。我们今天都还有希望成为那个被提的那一个。
So today we are all alive, so we still have the hope of being the one who is raptured.
千万不要先放弃。
So definitely do not give up.
啊，不要有一种心态说，你们被提就你们被提吧，我还是我觉得我留地上好得很。嗯，也不知道你还不知道圣经怎么讲，说留在地上呢有什么事发生。
So do not be one who just says that okay, then others can be raptured, but I'm fine here. Because you haven't seen what the Bible says about those who are left here.
盼望主把那个被提的灵充满我们。
May the spirit of being raptured fill us.
使我们愿意做那个出熟的果子。
And that we will be willing to be the first fruit.
出熟的果子就是我们得生命，然后怎么样，能够赶快成熟。
So that first fruit is that we receive life and we mature quickly.
我你知道我是没有去研究，但我听了弟兄告诉我们说，那个麦子如果成熟是什么样情形
？So what is the condition when the wheat is mature?
在田里面也同样有麦子跟稗子。那麦子跟稗子在小的时候看起来都差不多。
So in the field there may be both wheat and tares. So when both plants are young, they all look the same.
但是等到长大成熟的时候呢，麦子开始结麦穗。
But when they mature, the wheat has grains in it.
然后呢，那个麦穗就很重，就把它压下来，它就变弯的，它就变谦卑下来。
And because it is heavy, it bends downward as if it tumble.
但是稗子呢，也结籽粒，但是什么，那个籽粒太空空的，就是没有什么东西，所以它就是往上冲的。
So the tares also bear tiny grains, but those grains are so small without weight, so the tares grow straight upward.
所以是麦子的话呢，它就麦子快到成熟的时候，就一个是往上冲，一个是成熟的时候就会弯下来。
So one of it when it is mature, it keeps growing straight up. The other one when it is mature, it starts bending downward.
还有另外一点，麦子在长成熟的时候，那个根向着地是松的。
And when the wheat is growing, the roots are very loose.
就听说他们，我是没有种过麦子，不晓得。但是他们轻轻一拔就起来了。
So I've never actually grown wheat, but I've heard that if you try to pick up the wheat, it's very easy to.
所以基督徒的生命也是麦子的生命。
So the life of a Christian is also the life of wheat.
生命越成熟，就应该越谦卑。
The more mature the life is, the more humble.
生命越成熟，向着地就越松。
And the more mature, the looser it is to the earth.
生命越成熟，就越容易被主一下就提走了。
And the more mature it is, the easier it is for the Lord to take it up.
所以主要我们做出熟的果子。
So the Lord wants us to be first fruits.
主是把这样的一个托付放在每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹身上。
The Lord has placed this responsibility on everyone who's believed.
但是我们可不可以成为那个出熟的果子呢？那我可以做决定了。
But can we be the first fruits for the Lord? That is our decision.
我如果决定不要做出熟的果子，那主也不会勉强。
If we are not willing to be the first fruits, the Lord will not force us.
但是呢，主说什么？主是要在所造的万物当中，使我们成为出熟的果子。
But the Lord's will is that in His creation we will be the first fruits.
我们再看另外一处圣经。
So let's look at another passage.
在启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12,
第一节到第五节
verses 1 through 5.
天上现出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。
A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth.
天上又现出异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，七头上戴着七个冠冕。
And then another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns, and on his head were seven diadems.
他的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，摔在地上。龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前，等她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。
And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的，她的孩子被踢到神宝座那里去了。
And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne.
这里讲到有一个异象，就是有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮。
So here we see a vision. There was a woman who was clothed with the sun, and the moon was under her feet.
然后呢，她头又戴着十二星的冠冕。
And we also see a crown of 12 stars on her head.
这个妇人有很多解释，今天我们不解释这个东西。
So we know that there are many explanations for this woman. We are not talking about that today.
但是这个妇人呢，她是在一个生产的，在怀孕在生产的过程中。
But she is in the condition of being in labor.
然后这个怀孕呢，这个生出来的男孩子呢，是一生出来就提到宝座上去。
And this child, when it was born, it was immediately caught up into heaven.
但是这个男孩，但是在这个出生之前呢，龙呢，在那虎视眈眈的在注视什么？在注视他要生产的男孩子。
But before the child was born, the dragon was waiting there for that child.
这个妇人哈，我想就是说，就我所领受的，他是比教会更大的一个神，就是说神所预表的一个宇宙的妇人。
So by my understanding that this woman is greater than just the church.
所以教会是包括在里面的。
So it includes the church.
那但是他要生一个男孩子出来，这个男孩子是将来用铁杖辖管万国的。
But regardless, she's going to give birth to a son who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron.
但是在这个生产的过程中呢，他有生命的危险，因为龙在那里准备要吞吃他。
But in this process, there is danger of life because the dragon is waiting for the child.
也就是说，在这个男孩子生出来之前。在妇人里面长大成熟之前呢，他一直都是面对征战的。
So in other words, while this child is growing up, it is always facing death.
所以这也是说明到我们在被主成全、生命长大成熟的这个过程中，也是不断的要面对征战的。
So in other words, while our lives are being grown up before the Lord, we are also facing many trials.
所以征战不是叫我们害怕。征战是叫基督的生命在这个信的人里面长大起来。
So these trials and warfare is not supposed to cause us to fear, but it is supposed to cause our life to grow up before the Lord.
这个龙呢，在那里等，想说等哪的，你一出生我就把你吃掉。
So the dragon was waiting so that as soon as the child is born, it will immediately eat it up.
但没想到神的作为高过这个龙所想象的。
But he did not imagine that the Lord's will is much higher than the dragon's will.
这个男孩子一出生呢，就直接被提到宝座，龙连碰他的机会都没有。
When this child was born, it was immediately caught up to the throne. The dragon had no chance to touch it.
你怎么想象这件事情？
How would you imagine such a thing?
我相信这个男孩子在这妇人里面的时候，他已经摸到宝座。
So I believe that while this child was still in the womb, it had already touched the throne.
他已经有宝座前生命的那个实际。
It already had the reality of life before the throne.
所以等他一成熟的时候呢，直接上宝座，龙连碰他的机会都没有。
So when it was born, it immediately ascended to the throne. The dragon had no chance to touch it.
所以这是一个得胜的生命。
So this is a life of overcoming.
然后在同一章的启示录十二章的第十一十二节。
And now in the same chapter, verses 11 and 12.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，因为地与海有祸了。因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time.
所以我们怎么知道那个妇人跟教会很密切的关系？
So how do we know that this woman is very closely related to the church?
因为这里讲说弟兄，弟兄胜过他。
Because here it says that the brothers overcame.
胜过谁呢？胜过撒旦，胜过魔鬼。
They overcame the devil, Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，我们都是被买赎回来的，我们彼此不是敌人。
So brothers and sisters, remember that we are all those who have been bought back by the Lord. We are not enemies.
我们只有一个敌人，不是人，是空中的。执政掌权者是龙，是那些黑暗的势力。
So we have only one enemy who is not a person. He is the one who is in control of the principalities of the air of darkness.
但千万不要因为我们软弱了，我们把人把我们弟兄姊妹当作敌人。
But do not in our own weakness consider our brothers and sisters as our enemies.
那正好中了仇敌的诡计。
So then that is falling into the devil's trap.
神是做收据的工作。
God is doing a work of gathering together.
撒旦呢是做分离散的工作。
The devil is doing a work of separation.
主耶稣在十字架所成就的是叫我们回到神面前，一切所有被得救的被都带回到神面前。
So the work that the Lord did on the cross was to bring everything that was saved by him together.
从圣徒的更新一直达到宇宙的更新。
From the renewing of the saints all the way to the renewing of the entire universe.
但是撒旦魔鬼为了不要他的结局能够快快来到，所以他一直什么一直在利用我们的无知或者利用我们的这个自己来破坏神这个收据的工作。
But because the devil Satan is trying to prolong his life, so he is using our own weaknesses and to keep separating us and destroying the Lord's work.
所以这弟兄胜过他，你要知道这个他是谁。
So we need to know who these brothers are overcoming.
是那个龙，是那个魔鬼和他所带跟他在一起的那三分之一的那些黑暗的势力。
So when they overcame him, they overcame the devil and the one-third angels who were with him.
那怎么胜过呢？因为羔羊的血。
So how did they overcome him? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
所以我们在蒙恩得救，我们应该天天时时刻刻经历宝血的好处。
So since we have been saved, we should constantly take of the goodness of the blood of the Lamb.
我们说话需要宝血。
Our words need to be cleansed by the blood.
我们跟弟兄姊妹相处需要宝血。
In our fellowship with brothers and sisters, we need the blood.
我们来到主面前，要进到父面前，需要宝血。
In coming before the Lord to meet the Father, we also need the blood.
我们服侍，我们各方面都需要宝血。
In service and in everything, we need the blood.
所以我们实在应该是天天活在那个宝血的得胜底下。
So we should always be living under the blood.
而且这个宝血是什么？胜过撒旦的。
And this blood is the one that overcame Satan.
你胜，所以你今天没有经历没关系，但你要记得这七句话。
So even if you haven't had that experience yet, that's okay. Just remember this word.
说不定你有机会就经历到。
So maybe one day you'll have the opportunity to experience this.
我记得我印象很深刻，我第一次碰到这个我必须要碰灵界的事情的时候。
So I remember once that I encountered a situation where I touched the powers of darkness.
那时候就是我爸爸生病中风，然后躺在床上。
That was when my father was had a stroke and he was in bed.
而且呢，他就是我们就租了房子，在一个地方，那个地区呢， 有很多的庙，有很多的那些小的那些拜偶像的祭坛。
So at that time we had rented a house in an area where there were many shrines and temples.
有一天我聚会回家了，然后呢，我妈说你赶快来，赶快来，什么事啊？
So one day when I was coming back from a meeting, my mother told me to come back quickly.
就看到我爸爸拿了一个红，我爸爸他左手不能动，就拿右手就抓着他床边一个红的雨伞，就啪抓抓抓抓，你知道那个，哦，你知道你没有亲眼看，你没有在当场，你不会觉得那个把你喊到你全身都发毛。
So at that time his left hand couldn't move, so he was using his right hand holding umbrella and he was beating the air and telling something to go.
他很紧张，很有压力，但是我什么都看不见。
So he was very nervous and he was under much pressure, but I did not see anything.
我妈妈也看不见。
And my mother didn't see anything either.
我妈很害怕。
And my mother was very afraid.
我妈说：“你是基督徒，你去。”
My mother said that you are a Christian, please go.
这突然就出现了，然后我去做什么？不知道做什么。
So I went there, but I didn't know what to do.
去祷告。
So then I prayed.
就是支取主的宝血。
And I held fast to the blood of the Lamb.
宣告主的宝血。
I proclaimed the Lord's blood.
宣告主的名。
I proclaimed his name.
宣告主的得胜。
And I proclaimed his victory.
我很印象很深刻，在那第一次宣告的时候，我一边宣告里面一边都是害怕压力啊，那个而且我不知道你碰过没有哈，你连声音都出不来。
So I remember when I first tried to proclaim the name, I felt so much pressure and so much fear that I could not even speak.
但是呢，我声音都出不来，但我从心里上，我就宣告，从心里宣告，然后到一个地步突破我的这个声音，然后声音可以出来。
So although I couldn't say it out loud, I proclaimed it within my heart to the point that I finally was able to say it out loud.
从心里发毛啊，然后一直宣告到，哎，心里开始有平安了。
So although my heart was very unsettled, eventually after I proclaimed the name, my heart became calm.
诶，等到有平安的时候，这个宣告能够宣告的话就越来越多了，就想起来越来越多了。
And after I felt the peace, then I could say more things.
诶，那就逐渐，就安静下来了。
And gradually things calmed down.
羔羊的血，还有自己所见证的道，这个道就是话。
So that was the blood of the Lamb, and the word of the testimony is the word.
所以今天我们读圣经，不但是为自己读，而要为圣经的话做见证。
So we are not only reading the word for ourselves, but we are also reading for the testimony.
千万不要只是在当中找道理，就是要为这个话做见证。
So we are not just reading for a word, we are also reading for the testimony.
而且真的弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此鼓励，我们读圣经要仔细。
And we must encourage brothers and sisters that when we read the word, we have to be very careful.
我记得我刚信主的时候，我读圣经呢，我就想说这么一大段就找一个意思，然后就这个意思来代替这一大段。
So in the past, when I first started reading the word, I just read a section and I found a word to represent that entire section.
也许我找到的这个，可能是这一大段里面其实最微不足道的东西。
But it's quite possible that the word that I found has nothing to do with this entire passage.
慢慢慢慢我就发现每一字每一句神要写下来的，神要给我们的都不能省略。
So gradually as I read the word, I realized that everything in this word, every word, the Lord has a reason for it.
尤其是当我看到那个后面，如果它有原文的意思，把那个意思解开的时候，哇，你就知道神用字是多精准啊。
So especially when I noticed the original meaning behind the words, then I found out that the Lord is very specific.
神创造我们，神对我们那个了解，那完全是不是我们所了解我们自己那个层次的。
The Lord created us, and the Lord understands us in a way that even we don't understand.
所以这里有一个见证，这个生命的见证，不但是支取羔羊的血，而且是自己所见证的道，而且虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
So there's a testimony here, and it's a testimony of life. So they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even to death.
所以这才有办法胜过撒旦。
And only in this way can you overcome Satan.
才有胜过黑暗的事情。
And overcome the powers of darkness.
这是得胜者的生命。
So this is a life of an overcomer.
那我们再看一下这个另外一段圣经。
So now let's turn to another passage.
在启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
第一个活物像狮子， 第二个活物像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle.
这里是讲到神宝座前有四个活物。
So we see that these are the four beasts before the throne of the Lord.
那个原文那个是活，是代表是讲的是生命，生命那个活。那当然，因为我们要明白的话，所以就变成活物。
So the actual translation is a living being, but in the way we understand it, we call it a beast.
啊，所以这里呢，这里有讲到在神宝座前那个生命的四个方面。
So this presents the four aspects of being before the throne.
一个是狮子。
One is a lion.
狮子，我们知道狮子是百兽之王，所以狮子代表王权。
So the lion is the king of the animals. So this represents the kingship.
啊，这是。其实 这些活物，你发现 他把神的王权能彰显出来，但他们确实完全服在神的王权底下。
So this creature completely reveals the kingship of the Lord, but he himself is under the Lord's ruling.
也可以说是我们需要有一个学习，我们先要学会让神在我们身上作王，基督在我们身上作王，所以我们才有可能把神的那个权柄带到地上来，如同是天上的实际。
So the lesson here is that we must first allow the Lord to reign in us so that we can bring his authority onto earth.
所以我们的主耶稣来就是这样。
So this is what happened when the Lord came to earth.
他来做神的羔羊。
He was the Lamb of God.
但是呢，他来的时候他说只凭着自己不能做什么。
But what did he say when on earth? He said that by himself he can do nothing.
他说只有看见父在里面做什么，然后他才做什么。
But only as the Father does, so does he.
他说呢，我凭着自己也不能说什么，我就看见父在我里面做的工叫我说话，我才说话。
And he says that he by himself he cannot say anything, only by the work can he say anything.
所以他在父面前呢，是一个完全有透彻的交通，而且是完全顺服天父的。
So he completely is submitted himself to the Father.
甚至到一个地步呢，这个他肉身的母亲说。在那个迦南婚宴的时候，他说他们没有酒了，你看看想个办法吧。
Even to the point that at the wedding in Cana, when his mother came to him and said that they have no wine.
他里面讲说，妇人，我与你有什么相干呢、啊、
？So he said to his mother, "Woman, what do I have to do with you?"
因为在他里面，他那个时候父还没有在他里面有什么工作。
Because at that point, the father had not done a work in him yet.
所以你知道这个关系是胜过地上的关系的。
So you see that this heavenly relationship supersedes the earthly relationship.
所以呢，但是主每一次他一事情一做出来的时候，人看见神的荣耀。
But every time the Lord did something, man gave glory to God.
所以他有什么行动，或者他又说什么话，说哎呀，这人怎么说话充满了权柄？这个权柄是人难以想象的权柄。
So whenever he said something, people around him exclaimed that there was power in his word.
所以叫人遇见神。
And this authority caused man to meet God.
这个是他这个生命的很特别的地方。
So this is where the Lord's life was special.
他在地上，他在肉身当中，他一做了事情，人家就发现，哎呀，把荣耀归给神。
So whenever while the Lord was on earth, whenever he did anything, man saw it and they gave glory to God.
然后法利赛人说，你凭什么权柄来做这些事？
And so the Pharisees asked him, by what authority do you do these things?
这个权柄。是出于宝座的。
This authority is from the throne.
因为他受宝座的支配。
Because his life is from the throne.
他受父神的支配。
And he has received from the Father.
今天这个生命的功课也在我们每个基督徒的身上。
So this lesson of life is also the same among us.
我们每一个人，你蒙恩得救，不管是谁帮助你的，你终究要学一个功课，就是主耶稣天父。是你唯一的主，是至高的主。
So regardless of how you came to the Lord, we must all learn a lesson that the Lord Himself is our provision.
你要进到这个实际，你才有可能受宝座的待遇。
And only after you enter into this reality can you receive provision from the Lord.
当你在这个实际的时候，你当传福音给你的朋友的时候，哎呦，他讲的话不像他会讲的。我认识他，我知道他讲不出这么好的话。
And then when you preach the gospel to your unbelieving friends, they will notice that there's something different in the way you talk.
人要借着你跟他接触，遇见神。
And as they encounter you, they will meet God.
他怎么可以，他怎么可以，怎么会做出这样的有能力的事情呢？神的能力在他，在他身上。
And how can you do something that has so much power? It is because the power of God is upon you.
牛犊是讲到侍奉。
And the calf here, it represents service.
那在宝座前的什么牛犊，那就是把人带回到神的宝座前。
So the calf before the throne, it brings man back to the throne.
我们可以做很多事，但是呢，这个做完事情的结果，人是把荣耀归给我们呢，还是把荣耀归给我们的主？
So we can do many things, but in these things, do we bring glory back to ourselves, or do we bring glory to God?
Yeah, 真正的一个好的侍奉怎么样说？当这个侍奉完成的时候，人看见神是被敬拜的。
So a good in any good service, at the very end, the worship should go to the Lord.
然后神给人有恩赐，神给人有能力。那只是他是神的器皿，但他不该得荣耀。
So Lord may give blessings and grace to man, but man is just his vessel. They should not receive the glory.
他也不是宇宙的中心，真正宇宙的中心就是我们的主，就是我们的神。
And the center of the universe is our Lord, and not man.
所以任何帮助我们的人，应该把我们帮助到一个地步，我们跟天父，我们跟主耶稣的关系，成为又活又新鲜。又通畅的关系。
So anyone who helps us should cause our relationship with the Lord to be new and fresh.
如果有人帮助我们，使得我们每次觉得来到神面前，我们很犹豫，我们不想来到神面前，这个帮助就不够适合。
If this help causes us to not desire to be before the Lord, then this work is not enough.
第三个脸面像人。
And the third creature had a face like man.
这是告诉我们神心意中的完全人。
So this describes the heart of the Lord.
他也有肉身，他是横着进来的。
So he also has flesh and he came in horizontally.
但是呢，他是活在天父的面前。
But he lived before the Father.
他呢，心呢，是以天父的事为念。
And his heart was towards the mind of the Father.
所以呢，他呢，经常受天父直接在他心里面，在他里面的带领。
So he constantly received guidance from the Father.
所以，如果主耶稣他不需要钉十字架的话，他在变化山上就可以直接升天了。
So if the Lord had not needed to die on the cross, that at the Mount of Transfiguration he could have just ascended to heaven.
哦，但是呢，他为了要救我们的缘故，他从变化山上下来，上了十字架。在十字架上面舍了命。
But because he wanted to save us, from the Mount of Transfiguration, he came down, and then he went up to the cross, and he gave up his life for us.
然后三天复活，复活之后呢，他还是要升天。
But 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and then he still had to ascend back into heaven.
神心意的完全人是可以被提升到宝座前的。
So the complete man in the will of God is one who can be raptured to the throne.
一面宝座的指引在他身上是活的，另外一面呢，这个生命能够成熟到一个地步，能够被提到宝座去。
On one hand, the shadow of the throne is alive in him, but on the other hand, his life is one that can be lifted up to the throne.
所以需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
如果我们初听到这个，我们觉得这什么东西啊？这个我一点都不盼望。
So if we hear this and we just think that we have no hope.
但是你如果仔细读圣经，又好好的去经历主，你就发现这要逐渐成为你的盼望。
But if we read the word and we study before the Lord, then we will realize that the Lord is our hope.
然后第四个活物，宝座前第四个活物是飞鹰。
And the fourth living creature was like an eagle.
飞鹰，你知道它不受这个地心的控制，地心吸引力的控制。
So this flying eagle is not bound by gravity.
所以怎么样说，虽然它在有一个地心吸引力的这个环境里面，它常常是超越的。
So even though he lives in an environment where gravity exists, he often supersedes it.
这是一个超越的生命。
So it is an overcoming life.
没有什么东西可以捆绑它。
So nothing can bind it.
不但是超越的生命，而且有人告诉我们说，神所造的万物当中，飞鹰是一个很特别的，它的眼睛可以直接面向太阳。
And not only that, but scientists tell us that of all the animals, the eagle is one whose eyes can face directly the sun.
你看，我们走在路上或开车，我们如果太阳大一点的时候，我们都什么都看不见。
So we know that usually, whether we're walking or driving, when the sun is right in front of us, we can't see anything.
但是飞鹰呢，是可以向着太阳飞，然后直接面向太阳。
But the eagle can face the sun without any problems.
所以这里是一个向天的生命，而且是一个能够活在神面前的生命。
So this is a life that is towards heaven and lives before God.
而且超越地上一切的捆绑。
And it overcomes all bondage from earth.
它在地上的环境中，但完全地上不能绑住它。
So nothing on the earth can bind it.
这是主给神儿女的生命特性。
So this is a unique life that the Lord gave.
那我们再看另外一处圣经。
So now let's turn to another passage.
启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
第六到第九节。
From verse 6 to verse 9.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为我们的神全能者作王了。
Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God.
这里一面讲到是主再来的时候，那个心腹到他面前的情形。
So on one hand, this describes when the Lord comes and the bride goes to him.
这里提到那个生命成熟的一个关键的问题。
But it also points out a very important point of a mature life.
心腹自己预备好了。
His bride has made herself ready.
那是不是心腹劳劳苦苦的这个就是用尽自己的办法来预备呢？
So is the bride using her own methods to make herself ready?
我想这个自己应该不是那个意思。
But I believe that the herself here is not that meaning.
这个自己就是心腹呢，他愿意答应神的呼召，能够愿意被预备，然后就预备好了。
But I believe that here the bride is willing to listen to the Lord's calling to be made ready.
要叫我们用我们的方法，用我们的能力，用自己的力量来达到神旨意的要求，或者神生命丰富的要求，我承认，或者圣经告诉我们做不到。
Because I confess that if we try to use our own methods or own work to make ourselves ready, then it will never happen.
但是呢，他为自己预备好什么？就是他愿意，他是个奉献的，他把自己交在神的手中，让神来在他身上做建造，做诚实的工，做建造，使他成熟的工作。
But if the bride makes herself ready, that means that she has already offered herself before the Lord and is willing to let the Lord do His work.
所以，如果我们愿意把自己奉献在主的手中，那就是我就是等于我自己愿意了，然后神呢，他就做他的工作。
So if we offer ourselves before the Lord, that means we say to the Lord that we are willing, and then He does His work in our lives.
所以这是一件宝贵的事情。
So this is something very precious.
如果我们不愿意预备好，神是不会勉强我们的。
If we are not willing to be made ready, the Lord will not force us.
但是我们愿意呢，把自己一奉献交托呢，主就会使得我们因为愿意嘛，所以就做成。
But once we are willing to offer ourselves to the Lord, because of our willingness, the Lord will definitely do His work.
好，那他说什么？他说这个得蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，然后这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
But also notice that it was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
这里有一个衣服是细麻衣, 而且是什么? 他自己解释说什么? 是圣徒行出来的义。
So here there is a clothing of fine linen, and it says that it's the righteous acts of the saints.
所以对我们来讲的话, 我们信主, 我们是披上基督为我们的义, 我们穿上义袍。
So when we believe in the Lord, we put on ourselves the righteousness of the Lord.
那现在是跟这个我穿上的义袍呢, 有点不太一样, 是我要活出来, 我要行出来。
But this is a little different from clothing ourselves with the Lord's righteousness, because this is the righteousness of the saints.
也就是我不但称义了, 而且呢, 神使我称义之后呢, 我所活出来的有称义的那个见证, 称义的那个实际出来。
So now we are not just called righteous, but now we also live out the reality of being righteous.
那你如果读这个罗马，不是马太福音第六章，他说第六章第九节说你们的，我看一下哈，这个因为中文的翻译哈，跟他原文上有一点点不一样。
So let's also take note of Matthew chapter 6 verse 1.
他说你们要小心第一节哈，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人面前，故意叫人看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven.
这里讲的善事, 原文就是你们的义。
So here, when in the Chinese it says righteous acts, but in the original translation it's just righteousness.
然后这讲你们的义想什么呢? 这讲一个施舍, 你要给出去。
So here is the righteousness that you have to give out.
而且给出去呢, 还不是这个 铺张，就大张声势的给出去，是暗暗中中的，是人家不知道的，这样给出去。
It's not something that you just give out openly, but you give it out in secret.
好，这是说主说这是义，这是你们的义。啊，是。
So the Lord says here that this is your righteousness.
这就是圣徒的义。So
this is the righteousness of the saints.
还不止如此呢，祷告也是这样。Not
only this, but prayer is the same thing.
为了神旨意祷告，怎么也是什么在暗中。
You're also praying for the Lord's will to be done in secret.
不但为了神旨意祷告，因为我们要活在神旨意当中呢，所以呢，我们的需要呢，也需要在主面前祷告。And
because we need to live before the Lord, we also need to pray for our needs before Him.
因为你要知道，刚刚我们讲嘛，那个龙在那里虎视眈眈的要吞吃那个男孩子嘛。Because
remember, as we said earlier, the dragon is waiting there to swallow the man child.
所以。 所以黑暗势力可能会制造一些的难处呢，让那些爱主的弟兄姊妹呢，在生活的需要上，在各方面很是缺乏的。So
sometimes the powers of darkness will try to make changes so that those who are living before the Lord, those who love Him, are in some needs.
那他也不能打个广告说我缺乏，你供应我。So
now the goal here is not that you will put up an ad that says I am in need, please help me.
他到主面前去祷告。
But then he should pray before the Lord.
我记得有一个例子, 这是何寿恩姊妹的经历。
I remember that once Margaret Barber had an experience.
何寿恩姊妹她到中国去服侍, 她去服侍尼托森弟兄, 那一群的时候。
So once she was traveling to China as a missionary, and she was serving the brothers and sisters in Watchman Nee's area.
她拒绝所有 在英国的差会给他的帮助。
So she rejected all the help from the churches in Britain.
她是单纯的依靠主。
But she wholly relied on the Lord.
所以她依靠到一个地步呢, 她是连一块肥皂都要祷告。
So she relied to the Lord to the point that even for a bar of soap, she would pray for the Lord.
那这个呢, 所以她就为着她的这些都一点一点去仰望主, 来经历神的信实。
So for these small things, she just relied on the Lord and experienced his faithfulness.
有一段时间呢，她实在是这个经济上呢，实在是很危急，都是在这个很，就是说每次需要都是刚好一场，然后又要为下一次需要再祷告。So
there was a time in her life where she lacked many things, and it would be she would pray for one thing and get it, and immediately needed to pray for something else.
那在英国呢，有一个姊妹就对她有负担，说你现在怎么样啊？你到底这个是生活的好不好啊？
So during this time, A sister in Britain asked her how she was doing here.
那就写信了问她。
And so this sister wrote a letter to her.
那我们的姊妹呢, 我不记得她准确的话是什么, 但意思就是说, 我是现在很好, 而且我是, 主共用很充足的意思。
So at that time, the paraphrase of Margaret Barber's reply was that she was in good condition and that the Lord's provision was abundant.
但真正的情况呢, 她是每一个需要都在主面前祷告。 向主要,
but actually at that point she was praying for everything that she needed from the Lord.
那所以他就回的信说, 我很好, 主供应都很够, 所以你不用担心, 没事,
So during that time Margaret Barber replied that she was still in good condition, so that thank the Lord, so there was no need to worry.
所以那个有负担的姊妹呢, 接到说, 诶, 很好, 诶, 那我是不是有点, 就很好就很好, 对不对?
So this sister back in Britain received the letter and she saw it and thought to herself that Margaret Barber is doing well.
但是圣灵呢,还是在那个姊妹上一直给她感动说,你要给她一笔大的奉献,
But the Spirit kept encouraging this sister to give her a large offering.
所以她里面一直感动,那好吧,那我就开个支票,然后什么,就寄去给她。
So then what she did was she wrote a check and then she sent it to Margaret Barber.
然后寄到这个何寿恩姊妹的手上。 然后他写说,就是说,虽然你现在是什么都很充分,但是呢,主还是感动我,在你很充分当中再加上这一点吧。
So the sister wrote in her letter along with the check, even though the Lord has blessed you right now, then may the Lord add this to your blessing.
就照着我们旧造的生命,我们如果有什么需要的话,我们是很容易就用人的办法去把它满足出来的。
So by our old life, we would definitely use our own methods to try to fulfill our needs.
好好的在主面前认真的祷告,让每一个需要都让主来显出他的工作,这样的圣徒不是太多的。
But then there are only a few who are willing to pray for every matter before the Lord.
所以即使是为着生活上的需要,主说你们的义,这是你们的义,这是一部分。
So even just for our own daily needs, even this is part of our righteousness.
这是圣徒的义。
This, and also part of the righteousness of the saints.
所以如果你有,所以这鼓励我们,如果我们有什么可以好好的仰望主,虽然这个祷告的过程有点辛苦,或者时间有点长,但是你如果经过一个在主面前能够有一个完整的学习,对你在神面前认识和信心上是很不得了的。
So this should encourage us, even though there may be a time where we need to constantly pray, but the experience that we receive from the Lord will be very precious.
我们必须提醒自己,等我们跟主耶稣面对面见面的时候,就没有这个功课了。Because
remember, when we meet the Lord face to face, we won't be able to learn this lesson anymore.
你今天可以学,就是这种功课可以学,就是今天,主再来之后,不一样了。
So this is a lesson that you are only able to learn today. When the Lord comes back, it will be different.
我们可以走简单的路,像我们常常在电视上看广告说,我们这里有需要,你每个月付19.95,那您每个月寄上支票来,这也是一种方式,对不对?
So if we want to live by the old life, for example, you may see a television ad that says that you can receive, say, 49.95.
但是呢,那你就没有这个你们的义这件事情了。
But then you won't have a part in the righteousness here.
圣徒的义,你就连祷告的生活都跟圣徒的义,这个义袍有关系,在主建主来的那个细麻衣有关系。
So remember that even just prayer has something to do with the linen made of the righteousness of the saints.
另外这里讲的是禁食祷告,禁食。
And the last thing mentioned here is fasting and praying.
好,这个禁食,怎么讲说,就... 你就知道说,如果你是来到神面前照神心意进食的,就是一个,这是也是义。
So if you do come before the Lord and then you fast before Him, this is also righteousness.
有时候进食的启动是我们自己。
So sometimes the thing that starts up our fasting is ourselves.
有时候进食的启动呢,是神要我们进食。
But sometimes it is the Lord telling us to fast.
好,我给大家一个参考,我讲我自己的经历。
So I will tell everyone an experience that I had.
当我父亲在1997年有一次很严重的这个,就他生病很严重的状态的时候,
So once in 1997, my father had a serious condition.
那个时候医生是宣告他没有救了。
So at that point, the doctor said that there was no possibility.
那 我呢就从台北就坐飞机，后来就台北坐飞机到了那个医院去看他。
So then from Taipei, I took a flight down to the hospital where he was.
那一次很特别，我就看完了，看完之后，我妈妈说：“你去吃饭吧，现在吃饭时间，你去吃饭吧。”
So after I saw him, my mom told me to go since it was around lunchtime that I should go eat.
好，那我就去吃饭，我就往那个医院外面的那个餐厅去了。
So I started going to the restaurant that was outside the hospital.
我一直走，一直有个声音在我里面问我说：“你还需要吃饭吗？”
But then there was a voice in me that kept asking me, "Do you need to eat?"
我越靠近那个餐厅呢，这个声音越来越清楚。
And as I walked closer to the restaurant, this voice became louder.
所以我在那个餐厅呢转好几圈了，我说可不可以这个声音不要了，我就进去吃了。
So I kept circling the restaurant and waiting for this voice to stop so that I could go in.
但是我在那里转好几圈呢，那个声音还在。你还需要吃饭吗？你还需要吃饭吗？你还需要吃饭吗？
But as I kept circling the restaurant, that voice kept saying, "Do you really need to eat?"
原来主是要我进食，为了我父亲的需要好好祷告。
But actually, the Lord wanted me to fast and pray for my father's condition.
那一进食好几天了，不是一餐而已啊。
So that was a fasting for several days.
因为我每次一飞就三天四天了，所以我一进食就三天四天了。
Because every time, whenever I went to the hospital, I would be there for about 3 or 4 days, and so the fasting would be the same length of time.
但这个发动不是我。
But this was not initiated by myself.
这发动是主。
This was initiated by the Lord.
你还需要吃饭吗？你该进食，你还需要吃饭吗？
Do you really need to eat? You should fast.
所以这里哈都是很实际的。
So you see that these things are really practical.
都是生命的功课。
And they are all lessons of life.
我想时间啊已经到了，所以我不能再讲下去了。
So because of time constraints, I'll end here.
下次再有机会，我们再往下讲。
So next time, if we have another opportunity, let's continue.
好，我们有点祷告。
So let's have a few words of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你给我们一起在你面前寻求你心意的机会。
Lord, we thank you for giving us another opportunity where we can seek your will.
刚才所说过的话，愿你用宝血遮盖。
So may your blood cover the words that were spoken earlier.
如你看为对我们有适合的帮助，就赐给我们回头的亮光。
So if there was something that would help us, then may you give us light to see.
赐给我们在你面前不但得生命，而且得更丰盛的生命。
So may we not only receive life, but receive it more abundantly.
当我们迎接你再来的时候，可以欢欢喜喜的。
So that when we receive you in your coming, that we will be able to receive you joyfully.
带着跳跃的心来到你的面前，来到宝座前。
And bring a heart of joy to your throne.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.